Hi everyone, welcome to our Daily Devo. Today's chapter is Matthew 10, and I want to encourage you to open up your Bible and follow along with me. Before I read this chapter, I want to give a quick recap on yesterday's Devo, Matthew 9. Jesus has been on this excursion of doing many healings and deliverance, and he gets to a point where he's teaching and preaching in a temple. A whole crowd of people are surrounding him, and he sees them with compassion, because they are harassed and helpless. They're like sheep without a shepherd. And he tells his disciples, because of that, to therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out more laborers into this harvest. And that's exactly what we're going to see happen today. Jesus first says to pray earnestly for more laborers, and now we're going to see Jesus sending out more laborers into this harvest. And so let's read Matthew 10 together right now. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. You received without paying, give without pay. Acquire no gold or silver or copper for your belts, no bag for your journey or two tunics or sandals or a staff, for the laborer deserves his food. And whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy in it and stay there until you depart. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave the house or town. Truly I say to you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to the courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against his parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next, for truly I say to you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly, I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Amen. So in Matthew 10, Jesus gives his closest followers, his disciples, a special mission and a special authority. He tells them to preach what he has preached and do what he has done. They are to announce the arrival of God's kingdom and heal the sick and cast out demons. But along with this new mission comes a list of warnings. People will ignore or reject their message, and they will attack and persecute them as messengers. This mission will cost the disciples more than they can imagine. But three different times, Jesus tells them not to be afraid. First, Jesus tells them not to be afraid because everything hidden will be made known. He links their persecution to his. Jesus will be arrested in secret and killed under the cloak of false accusations, but his identity and victory over the grave would not be hidden when he rose from the dead. And in the same way, Jesus promises he will reveal final victory out of their most hidden moments of persecution. Second, Jesus reminds the disciples that they will face some who can kill their bodies but not their souls. Their persecutors can only do so much, and Jesus promises that those who lose their life for his sake will find it. They don't have to be afraid because Jesus can bring life out of death. And last, Jesus compares God's care for the birds to his attentive care for the disciples. They shouldn't fear because God will care for them far more than he provides for birds. This mission is a living picture of salvation and judgment through Jesus. Those who receive the disciples' message have peace come upon them. But the disciples shook the dust off their feet from houses and towns that rejected the gospel. This was a symbol of the uncleanliness that remained there, a promise that judgment would come. The same offer remains for us today. If we believe the message of the gospel, we have peace between ourselves and God through Christ. If we do not believe, we stand unclean and condemned. And Jesus makes an incredible promise to do what only he can do, to vouch for anyone who has faith in him through his Father. And this is good news because we cannot justify ourselves before God, but through faith in Jesus, we have a Savior who will proclaim us righteous before God. Now, Jesus has called us who believe this gospel to go out as disciples. We are to share the good news and do the works Jesus did. We don't need to fear rejection because God has accepted us in Jesus. We don't need to fear persecution because even in death, we will find life. And we don't need to fear scarcity or deprivation because God has provided us with all we need in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And so my hope for us today is that the Holy Spirit can open our eyes to see the God who sends us good news of salvation. And may we see Jesus as the Savior who acknowledges his followers before the Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and God, we know, Lord, that we are to pray earnestly for more laborers into the harvest, but we also see, Lord, that you send out your followers into that harvest as well. And so, God, as we go into this harvest, working, Lord, for your kingdom and for your glory, I pray, Father, that you would help us, Lord, not to fear. God, we recognize, Lord, that there is a lot of fear, everything from small to great, Lord, that causes us to want to say that we don't want to do this mission. But Lord, help us to move forward in faith and in a confidence and assurance of our salvation in Christ. And so with that, Lord, help us, Lord, not to be afraid of persecution. Help us not to be afraid of death itself, for there is life in Christ. And help us not to be afraid, for you will provide for us and you care for us as your children. And so, Lord, we thank you, God, for who you are and for your power and your authority. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us in our daily Devo, and I hope that we can continue to move forward as kingdom workers transformed by Christ without fear. Let's continue to do that. Have a great day.